Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Innocence died with the first shovel of dirt. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Accusations continue to fly against Sean Diddy Combs, and in the last week, we heard the name Jay-Z added to the list as one of the now defendants in the civil suit, or one of the many civil suits. Could be up to 300, according to attorney Tony Busby, against Diddy, and now we have Jay-Z listed on one of them. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. I think we've all heard the details of this by now. We can go into some in just a little bit, but just let me ask you on this. Is this the accusations against Jay-Z on this suit? Is this all a lot of hype? I mean, obviously he's a big name, so everybody's going to jump on it and everybody's going to be, oh my gosh, Jay-Z this, Jay-Z that, but it is an accusation. It is a sole accusation. How many legs do you think this thing has as we start to learn more about this?
Well, I give some credence to it because even though it happened in 2000, the person making the allegation gives a lot of details. And whenever you give a lot of details like that, you either paint yourself in a corner, and either A, it can be corroborated, or B, it can't. So it can help Jay-Z in a sense because there's such specificity.
Mm-hmm. Or it could hurt him as well if they can prove down to the details of what they're talking about. What, I mean, obviously this is a civil case. I'm going to guess, because of the federal investigation, that the feds will end up taking a look at the accusations in this as well, as they're looking at everything with Diddy. What sort of things, looking back, what sort of things can this individual, this Jane Doe, testify to that would help corroborate her story?
Well, there's a couple of things, right? Her story is very specific, describing the driveway, describing where the events took place, describing the events of what happened. She actually says a driver picked her up. So who's this driver? Can they identify him? Can he corroborate any of this? They also, of course, say an unidentified, you know, female star. Who is that unidentified female star? I mean, they know who it is. They just haven't released it, just like they knew it was Jay-Z initially saying unidentified male star. I think the reason that they took a while to identify at least Jay-Z is because they were building up their case. I mean, we haven't seen it all, and I think they wanted to make sure they could prove it at least civilly.
I mean, it's quite a dangerous territory one would walk into by naming someone like Jay-Z with an accusation like this of him with a 13-year-old. That's life-ending, career-ending, family-ending, everything-ending. If it's not true, that I think would be fairly large grounds for a lawsuit against whoever is making these claims publicly and for the damages that this is inevitably causing, true or not.
Yeah, you know, defamation suits, certainly you would have the, if it proved to be false, you would have that extent of it. But until Jay-Z is harmed, you know, it's hard to make a defamation suit. So we would have to see him being removed, you know, from advertising or from labels or suffering huge, you know, or at least some financial loss. But yeah, I mean, in other words, I think to your point, why is this person putting themselves up for something like that with something they don't believe is true? And look at how it falls in line with exactly what we're hearing happened with Diddy and all of his other claims.
It does. And I completely agree. It falls in line. The problem with that, though, now being these stories have been out there. There's tons of them now. Maybe more than 100 at this point, of accusations against Diddy, where it's the same sort of setup, the same sort of story of how things progressed. The fact that a lot of that info is out there now, though, that kind of shows, I mean, anybody could just jump in now and say, yeah, that exact same thing happened to me, too.
I 100% agree. But in this case, as I said, she gives so much specificity. She even talks about going to a gas station. I doubt Claire from 2000. Obviously, there's probably going to be no footage at all. But, you know, they could be the same owners.
Yeah.
And oftentimes at these, you know, small gas stations, specifically if it's a family run, you know, Circle K type situation, mm-hmm. some of those people keep those stations for a long period of time. So you can bet that they're going to be looking and trying to corroborate if they haven't already. And law enforcement is also going to be looking into all of this.
Well, and of course, I can also take a look if anything's exist, if she talked to anyone back then about these accusations, especially like an official type individual, like a therapist or something of that nature, that may have records. I don't know if that exists or not, but if it does, all that could certainly corroborate, which you're going to need something if you're going to go against a person like a Jay-Z or a Diddy. Were you surprised at all, Jennifer, by the reaction of Jay-Z to the accusations of this abuse and that long, fairly detailed, fairly, just curt letter of utter denial?
No, I wasn't. I think he's got to do that. And, he took the expected course of action, which is to counter sue and say, listen, this is all rubbish. So I think he took the expected and correct course of action.
Yes, correct. Of course, if you're innocent, without a doubt. Would someone who is guilty do that? Would someone who is guilty countersue on claims like this, betting that the person will back down because Jay-Z certainly has far more resources and power than the victim or the alleged victim here?
Oh, absolutely. It's still the right move to make, whether you're innocent or whether you're guilty, because you want to have the appearance of being innocent. And you know where I think this all, and it'll be down the road, could take quite an interesting turn if Diddy does decide to do some sort of deal. And in other words, instead of getting life, he says, listen, I'll take 20 years because at least I can get out. And starts turning on all of these people. I think that is just very possible. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's kind of the top guy, at least from what we know as of now. We know he also consorted with a lot of very powerful people. What could he have to say about them? But this could possibly, be legitimized by Diddy himself. And what about all the tapes? I mean, it sounds like we have just hours and hours, days and days of tapes. Could any of this have been captured? In other words, this 13-year-old that was allegedly raped, could it be on tape somewhere?
That's a good question. We're talking, a quarter of a century ago, were they taping back then? I mean, you didn't really have digital ways of recording to the level that we do now in terms of space and size. I mean, it existed, but not to the level of it does today. That would probably be more physical tapes or data or something of that nature, if they even exist. All that being said, the idea of Diddy being the one that turns for a lesser sentence, how could that be looked at as I guess, factual? I mean, you would certainly have the tapes, anything there, you can look at it and go, yep, you did this, you're saying you did it, you're on tape doing it. But what about cases like this where there may not be a tape or anything like that, and Diddy's essentially maybe out to try and spread the blame a bit, try and get some of the weight off of him, because right now it's mainly all flaming on him, and now Jay-Z's getting burned by it a bit too. But if you start saying, oh yeah, Jay-Z's part of this, and this person's part of this, and that person's part of this, and that person's part of this, whether they are or not, it does make me wonder about him flipping, and if he were just to start naming off names in general, and how much can we believe Diddy if he so much, flips?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, number one, misery loves company. Nobody wants to go down for all of this, and yet he had other people doing the same thing, if that's accurate. Of mm-hmm. course, that is a lot of the allegation. In a lot of these, they say multiple people were involved in the abuse, not just Diddy, and others stood by and watched. So just say, hypothetically, down the road, if Diddy flips, and then we have the female celebrity that watched, and then you have this woman. Now you have three against one, and then also possibly named would be that driver. And if the driver comes forward, yeah, I did take her here, and then I didn't take her away. You know, now you start seeing it, especially from a civil vantage, preponderance of the evidence, you know, possibly a win.
Do you see something more like that almost being in reverse, though, with the people who may have witnessed this? Maybe that female celebrity that's been not named. Anybody else who may have seen and never said anything, but could somehow be, you know, brought into this with some sort of possible liability, civilly or criminally? I would think those would be the people that would flip before Diddy would. Or is it maybe a matter of who can do it quick enough once they realize this is the best path for myself?
No, I agree with you. In the hypothetical, I'm talking way down the line. If his attorneys feel like that's the best course for him being able to get out the soonest. So way down the line, I think we're going to see a lot of other people that possibly have already cooperated with federal authorities, statements they've already given. And so I think a lot of people are cooperating behind the scenes. We just can't see.
If the Jay-Z story is real, and obviously right now he's denying everything, these are just allegations. But if this comes to the feds starting to look at it on their own investigation, you know, outside of the civil matter, and let's say they find something, let's say they find some real legitimate stuff. I don't know what the statute of limitations is there for sexual assault, if they could even go after him criminally for that, or if they'd be looking at maybe finding another way to go after him, as they have with Diddy, where sometimes the statute of limitations on these assaults has already passed.
Right. So, of course, the statute of limitation issue with Diddy was sort of washed away because of the RICO charge, which makes the last deed that he did, that's where your statute of limitation starts. So everything in advance of that, you get to pick up. But I don't know that they have any information about Jay-Z running some sort of criminal enterprise, or if they'd even go that far. As far as the statute, I think there are statute problems, but I have not looked specifically at this jurisdiction, their laws, because a lot of laws have changed, especially for minors who were raped, where that limitation has changed in terms of the years that you can go back to include such violations. So I would have to look specifically, because the books have changed remarkably in many jurisdictions, so that kids that were minors can now come forward and their, you know, perpetrators can be charged.
Sure. It's a lot to look at in this case. One of the big things that was in the statement from Jay-Z was talking about how now he is, you know, he's playing a victim in this, and he may be. If these are lies, then yeah, then he would be. But how difficult it's going to be to have to sit down and talk to his daughter about all of this with his wife, and try and explain that people are greedy, they're out for money, and they'll say crazy things. I agree. If you're innocent, in any case, I can't imagine having to have that conversation with people making those sort of accusations against you. But I think there's also facts here in the world that maybe should also be explained. Like, I don't know, why was Daddy out touring and making albums with R. Kelly after we had already seen that video be released of him with the child in his home with the Soul Train Award in the background? Of course, he was acquitted of that, but anyone with a brain knew what was going on there. We knew that he was not a good person. And this tour, those albums, they all happened after that, on the kind of early 2000s, late 90s resurgence of R. Kelly. Jay-Z thought it'd be appropriate to do business with someone like that. Of course, you can argue, record companies, you know, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, this will be great, it's all for money. And you just kind of put morals aside and you're taking the cash route. I think that should probably also be explained too, because Jay-Z does have a history of surrounding himself with people who clearly have problems with predatory behavior against children.
Yeah, you know, again, back to another, adage, right? Birds of a feather.
Yeah.
I mean, typically people who, you know, do not want to be associated with anything like that, stay away. Jay-Z was a name in and of himself. There's other people he could associate with. And, you know, I posted a video, actually, of Beyonce's sister sort of beating up Jay-Z in this elevator, and this whole domestic violence confrontation. And I'm not sure I got my point across, but my point really was that There were all sorts of issues, I think, from a domestic situation with Jay-Z dating way back, you know, his loyalty to Beyonce and so on and so forth. And then also the propensity within the circle of these people to just be so violent. It's just interesting because I think for many of us, that's just not how we run our households and our way of managing issues in our lives.
It's hard to look at some of these artists, you know, today, now that they've, you know, they're legacy artists, they've been around for quite some time, in a way of being like family people, or they're the great moral ones now. When you had lyrics like, you know, I thug them, F them, leave them because I don't effing need them. You know, that's not like dad like, and I get it. It's, you know, the rap music and all that of that era was like that, but it also just showed such a propensity and a dismissal of any respect for women. And it was right out there. It was right in front of us. It existed for decades. It's not a good image. I think, you know, it's one of those things where at the moment in time it worked for the music, but I think looking back, it doesn't age very well.
Well, and so many of these individuals had a gang association, if you will, mm-hmm. you know, individuals that were in their circle. And so my lens really, Tony, is from, in some ways, you know, that gang view, yeah. because I worked gangs for 6 years on the streets. And I can tell you the life of that gang associates and affiliates and people involved in all of that come from is deplorable.
Yeah.
How they were treated as children, how they come to find this unity within the gang and just everything they're involved in. The music precisely states, really, if you go song by song, how horribly they're treated and then how horribly they treat their children. And you know, it's horrible. So
It's what the cycle is. Isn't it kind of funny at the end of the day, 30 years later, you know, we've seen the line, the life of all these people, and the purest, most ready for prime time, and literally you can have a doll now on your step or on your mantle. Snoop Dogg, Snoop on the Stoop, and Snoop Dogg is the family man of all of this after... We look at all the characters in this. He's cooking with Martha Stewart and literally, you know, part of just mainstream life and is the person that is saying, you know, I don't want to be about any of that anymore. That was bad. That was foolish. I'm about love. Snoop Dogg. The irony of all of it is just kind of priceless.
The patriarch now.
Yeah. All right. Let's wrap that one there.
It's actually, Tony, it's the whole thing. If you wrote a novel like this, the where everybody comes from and really what they're all about, yep. and that they would be billionaires, mm-hmm. you wouldn't believe it,
no.
right? Nobody would buy a book like that. But
no. I mean, it just, I'm remembering back when I was a kid and like Snoop Dogg was big and all that. My dad like being like, that's horrible. I can't believe people listen to this. And da-da-da. And now I literally have Snoop wrapping paper this year.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And it's like, we have and my daughter got a Snoop on the Stoop, which is like literally like an elf on the shelf. And I have a Martha on the mantle as well. So we have Snoop and Martha on our mantle above our fireplace.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's insane.
It is.
Insane.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.